flock here than to preach what the Lord told me this morning at 3 a.m. Right. Amen. Brother Steve is already hooked up. Amen. And that's why I said hold that thought right there. Hallelujah. Amen. How many loves the Lord this morning? Amen. You know, it doesn't matter that much if you tell me how much you love him. Have you told him lately? Amen. That you love him. Praise God. I tell you, I know there's great needs in this house this morning. I know people are burdened, and life is just life. Amen. But I'll tell you, there's a God in heaven that reigns over it all. Amen. And he's sovereign and almighty. If you got a Bible this morning, this won't take long. You got a Bible, I want you to turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Amen. Everybody awake enough to have a little preaching service this morning? Amen. I want you to look real closely. I just got a couple of 3 or 4 or 5, 6 or 8 or 10 verses here I want to share with you. Amen. And then, then we'll see what'll happen. We'll go from there. You there? If you're there, say hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form. Now, I want to ask you something this morning. I want you to look out the window. You know what you see out there? You see the earth. I want to ask you another question. Is the earth without form and void? You say, well, brother, that is a dumb question. Well, just bear with me here just a little bit. Is the earth without form and void? Something's happened. And it says that darkness covered it. Look out there. Is it dark? Thank you, brother. I appreciate some response in here. He said, no, it is not dark out there. How many have took that for granted this morning? How many woke up this morning, looked out and said, praise the Lord, the sun has come up. Hallelujah. you did. I was glad for it, but I didn't shout much about it. I want you to listen now. The Bible said, now, I'm getting ready to read to you the part of this scripture that made the difference. Why there is light out there. I want you to look at your life this morning. You might, and you know, there's a lot of controversy about, you know, did God make this earth void and without form and darkness? You know, you read Phineas Drake, and you know, he's got a lot of stuff, brothers, ain't it happened between that part, first verse and the second verse. I don't know. You may, but I will guarantee you this. If you're sitting here this morning dark and void and without form in your life, amen. God may not have made you that way, amen, but that's the way you are. Something's got to happen. Amen. Come on now. I said something has got to happen. Are you seeing what happened? What's the next thing that happened in this scripture? Amen. The earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Bible said, and the Spirit of God moved. I want everybody to shout at one time. And the Spirit of God moved. Amen. And the Spirit, capital S, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And then what did the Bible say? And that's why I want to preach to you a little bit this morning. Amen. I want to preach about the moving of the Spirit of God. Amen. You say, well, brother, I'm just not into shouting. Are you into light? Amen. Are you into, amen, creating something in your life? Amen. I want to tell you, the Spirit of God is for more than just dancing around and hollering, whoopee. I'll tell you why, the Spirit of God wants to make you what he wants you. Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to tell you this right here. Do you know why people sometimes resist the moving of the Spirit? And we have some that are sitting right in here this morning that do that. And I'm not mad at you this morning. And so there are some services that just about everybody in the church does. Amen. If they're a little tired or a little weary or it's getting a little late, amen, or they're really not into it or they got a bill coming due or they're not feeling real good or they got bursitis or, amen, there's a thousand things that causes us, amen, not to allow the Spirit of God to move in our life. Come on now, amen. But most of the time, amen, people resist the Spirit because when the Spirit comes in, it expects a response out of you. When the Spirit of God moves, amen, he expects some kind of reply out of your life. And that's why you don't like the Spirit to move, because when he does, amen, he puts something in you to make you want to holler, hallelujah, glory to God, I need to stand up, I need to move to the altar, I need to do better. That's what the Spirit of God's here for. It broods over our services to make you better than when you came. Hallelujah. If I preach a little bit this morning, you say this is just a leftover from camp meeting. No, this is a leftover from a battle with the devil last night. This is how I finally got him off my back with this message right here. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I'll tell you what. God is not the head of a dead church. You hear what I'm saying? If we have not the Spirit of Christ, we're none of his. Are you listening to me? If we are not moved by the Spirit, amen, then we're void and without form and dark. The world don't know what we are. The world can't see what we are. The world, amen, come on, because we're void without the Spirit of God. You know why your life is bland and dull and dark? Why you could go out there in the world and stay all week and nobody'd ever know you're a Christian? It's because it's been too long since the Spirit of God moved on you. Oh, you're a good spectator. Amen. You can watch others. But brother, somebody else weeping on the altar is not going to break your heart. Amen. Somebody else running the aisle is not going to put zeal in you. Amen. You say, but I'm into the Word. The Bible said the Word, amen, came after the moving of the Spirit. I wish somebody would say, amen. I said the Word, amen, let there be light, did not come until the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. Hallelujah. You know what the Word of God will do you without the Spirit of God? It'll make you a Pharisee and a hypocrite. Huh? The Bible said the letter doth what? Are y'all going to help me preach this morning? Now look, I'm going to preach to you. Amen. And I'll tell you what, we want to have a holiness church. We're going to have a move of the Spirit of God. Amen. You want to have love one for another. Amen. It's going to have to be shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Amen. You want to live right and walk right. You're going to have to be led and empowered by the moving of the Holy Ghost in your life. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. And the Spirit of God moved. Let me go to another verse this morning that came to me this morning. Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me and took me into the down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, amen, I'm going to tell you something. You need God's Spirit on you, not to make you feel good or to hear all your complaints, but you need the Holy Ghost to move on you to make you the saint of God that the Bible says you ought to be. Are y'all helping me this morning? I said we need a move of the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. To make us, how many already feels like you are what you ought to be? The Bible said, he that thinketh himself to be something when he is nothing deceiveth himself. I'll tell you what, we need the light. We need this thing to take shape, Brother Josh. We've heard about religion all our life. Amen. In the beginning, God created, but the earth was. In the beginning, God created, but the earth was. In the beginning, God created, but you were. You were what? I was without form. I had no purpose in life. I was just like the world, and darkness covered my life. And then the Spirit of God, the first time I felt him brood over my life, he brought conviction to my life. Amen. He brought reproof to my life. He brought, amen, a burden to my soul. And then he showed me the remedy. When the Spirit moved on me, he showed me Calvary and the light of the world. Are y'all helping me preach this morning? I know you want to sing happy birthday to somebody. Preach to you. You need it. I need it. I want you to notice. He set Ezekiel down in a valley full of bones. And he asked him a question. Shall these bones live? Hey, man, that's what it's all about, Brother Steve. Talking about sitting here and the Lord bidding you to roll in the floor. And there's times, there's unusual, peculiar times. Now, if we just all come here sitting around waiting for something out of the ordinary to do, we'd end up having a riot. Huh? Somebody'd say, well, I haven't done that. I think I'll choke Brother Jason. Tara, sit still back there. Huh? That ain't the Lord talking to you. Amen. But I'll tell you what, when the Spirit of God moves on you, the first thing he'll tell you to do is do what the Bible says. That's the first thing we got to order of business. And then after you've been sanctified and you're decent and in order, he may tell you to roll across the carpet. He may tell you to walk the backs of the seats. Amen. Come on now. Y'all said it in here and I'm preaching. You're being living illustrations of the very thing I'm preaching. You come in service after service. You do not let the Spirit. You fall asleep. You close your eyes. You sit still. You're not interested in the moving of the Spirit because you are what you want to be. And you know when the Spirit comes, he's going to take something away from you and ask you to get something else. And you don't want to change. Woo! You're afraid the Holy Ghost might make you cry. Make you stand up and holler out. It might make you go home and take some things down. Come on now. I'll tell you what would our world have been without the moving of the Spirit? No one would have existed. There'd have been no life. It'd have been like Mars or some other far off planet. Hey, amen. I know God created it all. But brother, listen, the earth, hey, amen, was out form and void. And the Spirit of God moved upon the earth. In the beginning, God created. But the Spirit moved upon the earth. In the beginning, God created. But the Spirit moved upon the earth. You're everyone created here this morning. But it'll take the Spirit of God moving on you to bring life and light and form to your life. How many believes that God spoke to me this morning? Boy, I felt him now. Amen. And it wasn't a hooting and a hollering to run through the house. Amen. But I felt the Holy Ghost. Amen. Tell me to preach to my precious flock. Amen. You need to move in. Amen. Of the Spirit. That word move means to brood. Amen. We ought to not come in here and bring our old days work troubles in here and sit on these pews and try to sort it out and say, when I go back tomorrow, I'm going to tell him or her. Amen. It ain't no time to come in and have a family squabble, amen, and try to work out the day's turmoil. But we come into the house of God, we're counting on the Spirit to brood and the Spirit to move on you. Can these bones live again? And God said, this is what you're going to do. Here's what the Lord said. Listen to me, in the valley. And this valley of bones represents human beings. God's people, the children of Israel. But it also in parallel, it represents the New Testament church. amen, in a sense. You understand what I'm saying? We can compare, do this. I know it is talking about, amen, a nation coming back alive. Oh, would somebody help this preacher this morning? Amen, we have come to church too many times and lived like dead bones. Oh, we used to be a mighty army. I don't know how they were slain, but the Bible said they were slain. Amen, they had been slain in the valley. You may have been slain by sickness. You may have been slain by sorrow. You may have been slain by just indifference and carefree life. But whatever the deal is, we need to see these bones, amen, come back to life. We had revival back in February. Several of you got the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. We do not need to go from one February to the next. One homecoming to the next. Brother, this Spirit of God is to keep you alive every day of your life. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I'm talking about the third person of the Godhead. In the beginning, he said, let us make man in our own image. There was the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Come on now. You can't make it without any part, amen, of that Trinity working in your life, because they work together in perfect harmony, and the Spirit of God brooded, and God spoke the Word, and Christ created. Stay with me, I ain't near done. God bless your sweetheart. Huh? Listen to this right here. I'm just going to preach to you. Amen. We need to let the Spirit of God move. Now listen. Hallelujah. Won't you lift your hand and say, Lord, I'll have your way in this service this morning. Listen to what he said. He said, Son of man, can these bones live? Thou knowest. Again, he said unto me, here's what he said. Prophesy upon these bones and say, here's what I want you to say to them bones. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, behold, here's the first thing he said. I want you to notice. I will cause breath to come in you. Oh, listen, brother Jason, help me, will you? I know you've been right here before. Help this old preacher out. Huh? Brother Jeff, help me preach a little bit to you. Huh? He said, look at these bones, pile of bleached bones out there in the wilderness. And he said, I want you to prophesy out of these bones, and here's what I want you to tell. I am going to cause breath to come in you. Amen. Come on now. I'll tell you what we need at King Mountain Holiness Church. Amen. We need the breath of God. Amen. To come and bring life into your standards. Amen. To come and bring life into your traditional faithfulness to God's house. To come and bring life in what you know the Bible says. Amen. He said, I'm going to cause breath to come. Amen. And brother, really, that was the last thing that happened, but it was the first thing prophesied. Amen. Because he wanted them to know he was going to bring them back alive. And then he said, I'm going to cause you to stand up. I'm going to send you upon you. Amen. Come on now. And so when he prophesied to them, amen, the Bible said like this. Let me preach to you. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. He said, so I prophesied, and I prophesied there was a noise. Amen. I'll tell you what. Are you listening to me preach? Amen. I wasn't born. Come on. When I was saved, I wasn't saved into a denomination. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I was saved into the body of Christ. Amen. I didn't go hunt around to the quietest church I could find where I wouldn't be disturbed from my beauty rest. Amen. But I went, amen, to a church where there was some noise going on. I wish somebody say amen. It was the noise of the Spirit of God. Not a cowbell or a clank or a hoop and a holler, but it was the noise of God bringing life. Amen. Come on now. Amen. He said, I prophesied and there was a noise. I'll tell you what. This morning at 3:00, I said, God, we need to hear that noise in the graveyard again. I wish somebody say amen. We need our young girls shouting and worshiping God. We need our young men on the front with their hands up hollering amen. We need our singers, amen, dropping their guitar and running the aisle. Amen. We need to hear the noise in the graveyard. Stay with me now. I got a few more verses I want to read to you. He said, I heard a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, the sinew and the flesh came upon them. Skin covered them. And there was no breath in them. Notice what I'm saying. The first thing he prophesied hasn't come yet. Amen. A lot of times we can go to church. I don't want to bore you now. Now, I don't think I'm boring you. You may be ignoring me, but I'm not boring you. Huh? We can get the flesh on, put the suit on, tie the tie, comb the hair, brush the teeth, smile. Dead. Oh, come to my church. And, you know, and I'm going to tell you right now, this gets under my skin when people come to church, mine or anybody else's, and look it over and say, well, they look okay. I want to say, who cares what you think? Huh? Well, I didn't get a lot of amens right there. But I'm going to tell you this. You say, well, why do you say that? I'm going to tell you. Amen. We are not God's inspectors, for one thing. Come on now, you say you don't think you should look good? Oh, yes. Amen. But, you know, you could go to a lot of churches, and there they sit. Oh, they look good. Well, somebody praise the Lord. Well, we need a good offering. Well, somebody say amen. There's something missing in this. Oh, they look pretty good. Oh, baloney. Brother, are y'all, am I doing any good? Are you getting this? Huh? Are you getting this? Praise God. Are you getting this, church? Amen. Yes, I believe in a standard. I could preach in the next 15 minutes on what I believe and make 90% of you mad. I believe it that good. That tight. I want to go to heaven. Ain't no time for no dilly-dallying around. But I also know that if all I have is a standard I've developed and that I'm just a little better than everybody else on the block and have not the Spirit of God moving me, you say, well, preacher, what do you want? I've come here and I quit cutting this and I quit wearing that and you're still not satisfied. I want you to come alive. If you come alive, you'll see that for yourself and you'll live it, amen, because you're happy to do it and because God's on the throne. I tell you, we need a move of God in Keen Mountain Holiness Church that'll make us do better and work harder and live cleaner and be a soul winner and have some life. You know why you can't get along with your husband? Wait a minute. That's not even in my notes. You know why you can't get along with your wife? You know why you can't hardly tolerate your neighbor? You know why you have to force yourself to come to church? The Spirit of God hasn't moved on you in a while. Now, I know we take this for granted. I said, I know we do. The Spirit of the Lord moved upon Samson. He carried the gates of the city off on his back. Wow! Spirit of God moved upon him. He caught a bunch of foxes. I don't know how you do that. Amen, Brother Jeff. Can you do it? Amen. You couldn't even find a coyote when you wanted to. Amen. And go find 300 foxes and tie their tails together and set them on fire. Amen. How'd you do that? Well, I'll tell you. Amen. I'm pretty shifty when it comes. No! You did that because the Spirit of God moved on you. Brother, when we go to preaching, if we ever get in a pulpit like, you know, I'm going to preach to you because I can. I'm going to preach to you because I know how. I'm going to preach to you because I got books. And I know about the third heaven. And I know about stardust. Brother, you're going to sink like a rock in the ocean. Hallelujah. But brother, because it's by the Spirit of God, it's not by power and it's not by might, but it's by the Spirit of God. Oh! And you know what you are, young man, old man, middle age, sitting in this house this morning. You have no form of godliness, amen, no Christianity about you, no ways of the Lord. You just simply need to let the Spirit of God brood over you and take out what needs took out and put in what needs put in. He stood them up on their feet. Or wait, I don't know. Let me read this. He said, flesh came upon them, skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. And so he said unto me, here he goes. He finally got to this. He said, prophesy unto you think wind had ever blew over them bones before? Rattle. If you're wondering what that is, that's bones rattling. That's what happens to you when the winds of this world blow over a bony, dead life. Kind of spooky, ain't it? The old hoot owls hollering in the trees. Wind blowing, bones rattling. That's the kind of Wednesday nights we have sometimes. Just a wind blowing through a graveyard. But it's not the right wind. When the breath of God, he said, prophesy unto the wind. And he spoke to the wind. And that wind representing, of course, Spirit of God, blow upon, amen, the Baptist. Right, Sister Teresa? Running right along in here somewhere. The wind blew upon a Baptist girl. Go ahead, let the wind blow on the Methodist. Let the wind blow upon this world. Amen, listen to me. Amen, and the Bible said when the wind blew upon these bones, listen. Boy, I felt this morning, and I'll tell you exactly what I told the devil. Amen, because it was the devil keeping me awake. Amen, and was torturing me. And I, Lord, give me this message. I say, devil, you'll be sorry you kept me awake. Huh? You ain't liking it. You know, we come to church, we get somebody wanting the Holy Ghost, we'll have to pray 2 weeks for them. And everybody fast and pray and beg and plead. We ought to have enough of the power of God in here and the liberty. Anybody wanting the Holy Ghost could get it sitting on their seat. Huh? Listen to this right here. He said, thus saith the Lord, come from the four winds, old breath. Come from the four winds, old breath. Amen. Now, if you've got east and west, north and south, that covers it, don't it? Come all the winds that blow, every wind from every corner of the earth, come. You talk about the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about something charismatic that they can say, tie my tie, bow tie, and everybody think they got it, and they can put their bikini on and go back to the pool. That ain't the Holy Brother. When the Holy Ghost come through my life, I was on my face, and I wasn't telling him what I was going to do. Amen. I wasn't going to prophesy to some old hypocrite and tell him the Lord hath blessed thee abundantly, and then them turn around and say, yea, and thee too. Amen. That ain't what it's all about. Brother, when this wind comes from the four corners, it's going to bring some life. It's going to shake the world off of you. It's going to change your direction. It's going to put new light in your eye. Brother, I tell you, we got a church world that is without form and void, and darkness cover the face of the deep. The little girls look like Britney Spears or Hannah Montana, and the boys are, amen, going around like a bunch of, amen, I don't know what, amen, trying to fit into some rock singer's cult. Amen, I'm going to tell you, if we have a move of the Holy Ghost, you know what tells me we've really had a move of God? It's when people began to stand up, an exceeding mighty army, and fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Stay with me. I'm almost halfway through. Listen to me. And here's what he said. He said, so I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. You know what happened when Samson took this for granted? He kept dilly-dallying in the world. How many thinks if Samson had been really smart, he would have ran from Delilah? He wouldn't have got in there riddling. That's where our church world is. They won't tell the whole secret, but they'll ease over there and tell just enough to keep them hooked and to keep them in good standing, keep them asking more questions, and they just keep on until finally he's got his head in Delilah's lap. And could I tell you something, you young folks, if you think you can put your head in Delilah's lap and not lose your hair, you're nuts. Huh? But you know what Samson did? Are y'all helping me preach this morning? I think we need to plow just a little bit farther. Amen. Because I feel like God has one more thing he wants to speak to us this morning or two. And I want to plow right on through this. We've got precious souls here wanting to be healed. And I'm going to tell you what. They will not be healed until the Spirit of God broods over them in a powerful way. Are you listening to me? Amen. We got people in here, amen, whose lives are in jeopardy and on the fence. And they don't know how they're going to keep their home together and keep their lives going. How they're going to keep their job, how they going to pay their bills, and brother, we need more, amen, than just a little rattle of a dead bone. We need the four winds of the Holy Ghost to come and blow upon our life and give us inspiration and give us anointing and give us a sanctified outlook. Hallelujah. The Bible said that Samson arose as he had at times, oftentimes. And he done like he always did, shake. And he realized what a fool he was. He shook like he always did. I don't understand this. I don't understand. He took for granted those vows that God had given him. He played, amen, he played loosely with those vows that he had made. You hear me? He did. He was a Nazarite. He played loosely with those vows. He sure did. And that's what you're doing. And that's why you have to just almost imitate the Holy Ghost rather than enjoy the Holy Ghost. Huh? Now, if you think you're going to have the power of the Holy Ghost in your life and the spirit of the world and self, and I don't think we have as much trouble with the world here as we do self. Amen. If only reason you want the Holy Ghost, somebody can look at you, that's not the Holy Ghost. Huh? I'm telling you, we need a move of the Holy Ghost in these services. A real move of the Holy Ghost. And when we have that, now listen, I want somebody to quote me. Is it Romans 8 and 26? Brother Robert, can you turn there real quick? I want you to read this, because there's something here I feel like the Lord spoke to me this morning, and I want to give it to you before I quit. Are you there, Brother Robert? 8 and 26. Let's hear it. Here, listen to this. Likewise, the Spirit, capital S. Now, here we are again. Are you listening to me? What does it do? Helpeth our infirmities. Anybody got any this morning? I was laying there on that couch this morning. Amen. Battling the devil when the Holy Ghost came and began to help me bear my infirmities. What is an infirmity? You know, how many knows what an infirmary is? That's where sick people go to have a weakness or an ailment. Amen. You know, we can't make it on our own, church. How many know, Sister Hazel, amen, we can't make it on our own. Huh? But we're not on our own. Oh, somebody say amen this morning. You still believe in the gifts of the Spirit? Amen. I'm going to tell you right now. Amen. We have so hypocrited the Holy Ghost and people claiming the gifts of the Spirit. They're like that one guy come home and told his wife, amen, I got another gift tonight. And she said, what was it? He said, well, I don't remember right now what it was exactly. The preacher told me, but I can't remember. I want to tell you something. That is a bunch of foolishness. Are you hearing me? Amen. Come on. Amen. The Holy Ghost can move. And when he comes in, he brings every gift of the Spirit with him. I wish somebody would say amen. He's just looking for somebody, amen, to yield to the Holy Ghost so we can have healing and miracles, and that we in our infirmities will be bore out by the Holy Ghost. There's some of us in here that have a weak constitution. Amen. We don't have courage. We do not have, amen, that desire in us. Amen. To be humble. Amen. Come on now. And so we need to go to prayer. And we need to pray until the Spirit comes. And the Spirit bear up our lack of intellect, our lack of desire, our lack of knowledge. The Holy Ghost can fill that void and make us a prayer warrior. Amen. Asking for those things which cannot be uttered. I'm about done. I'll tell you this, pastor grieves and prays and frets over you. We have some dead members here this morning. And I want to ask you, why will you not respond to the Spirit of God? Huh? You say, well, brother, I can't shout like you. See, you've missed it already. You've missed my whole sermon. I'm not talking about shouting like me. I'm talking about yielding to the Spirit that brooded over this lost, dark, wicked old nothing world. Brooded upon it and make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. Are you satisfied with what you are? How can we bring you, Brother Zane? How long have you been in this for 53 years? Are you satisfied with where you're at? I know you're not. Yes, we're saved. We know we're saved. We got the Holy Ghost. But, Brother Zane, every time that Holy Ghost moves on me, he shows me areas to pull up, more to do for God. That's why a lot of people resist the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because he's going to sign their name in the book. You're signed up. I don't want to be signed up. Then you don't want the Holy Ghost. Spirit of God move in the church. Amen. A lot of times, and here's what this preacher's heart, Brother Mac, is longing for, is those times when the wave of glory goes through our church. And everybody that ever thought about shouting gets to shout. Everybody that wants to run gets to run. Amen. Instead of coming in. And after a while, amen, this one that don't have any energy, it reflects on this one that don't have any energy. And then this one that don't have any energy. And this one that's not interested. And that one don't care if they're here or not. And after a while, it's just the preacher or the service leader or the song leader, and everybody else is rattling, amen, at the winds of this world, when you need to be standing in the wind of the Holy Ghost. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost on me here now. Brother, I'll read that verse one more time. The Spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I want to ask my humble church, when was the last time that our prayer turned into the groanings that cannot be uttered? When was the last time in your prayer closet that it got to be more than, Our kind Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking you to bless me and mine and our children and their children and our loved ones and the relatives and the neighbors, and bless the preacher. And we thank you for your time spent with you. Amen. All right, is the car started? Let's hit the road. When's the last time you steal away? You having trouble with the world? There's things you want to wear and do and places you want to go and look at that you know that it's not, the Bible is totally against it. Then you need something in you that'll help you live in correlation with the Bible. Not in some worldly preacher down there that says, you don't have to live like that. I'm going to tell you, get in your Bible and be filled with His Spirit, led by His Spirit, and then see what you think about. We need the move of God in our little church. Huh? I'm not give up on us, Brother Robert. I never will. As long as I'm alive, I'll never give up on you. I never will. But I'm going to tell you, and there's some of you are wonderful people, but the Spirit has never moved on you. Huh? Now look, I don't want to embarrass you that don't run the aisle and shout. I want you to get that. That's not what I'm talking about. That's part of it. But, Brother, that really, Brother Jones, that shouting is really just the finish of the battle. That's just the victory shout. After you've done work that out in you. Hey, you don't just sit around and you feel something crawling up your spine and then go to jerking. Brother, it starts down in here, and you get that worked out in here between you and God. And then when you get that worked out, amen, then the Spirit fills that place with acceptance and gives you the holy seal, amen, of His promise. And that seal is not an eternal bond that you can't get out of. That seal is only the insignia of approval that this is my child, and I'm going to show them my approval by sealing them with my holy seal. He has my Spirit in Him. Hallelujah. Until you get that Spirit in you like that, leading, guiding, speaking to you and enhancing in the light of your struggle, your Christian life will be a constant struggle up and down and in and out. But brother, when you sell yourself out to this Holy Ghost, brother, He's going to open up the coffin. He's going to kick the lid off of it. He's going to call your name out of the tomb, and you're going to come forth and live by the power of the Spirit of God. Now, I know I took advantage of you today. I know, but brother, I felt God speak to me this morning. And I promised the devil I was going to make it hard on him as I could. And I keep my promises. Amen, I'm going to tell you. Amen, you're in this house this morning. Amen, and I want you to feel, amen, I don't want you to feel threatened. I went to some charismatic churches and dropped in. And I felt I had the Holy Ghost and felt something spooky in there. I'm not for that. And I'm not really for grabbing some dead head in the pew and trying to make them run around the church seven times. That's a heavy weight. But I am for praying and waiting and yielding and giving way until the Holy Ghost comes in like a flood, and we all rise up on the tide and carries us higher and higher and higher. I want you to take another look with me. Is it dark out there? Is it void? Well, Jerry, you know it's not. It's not void. Huh? If it looks void here, we just take a little trip over to Bath County. Take a little trip, Brother Jeff, take a little trip over on Little Creek. Huh? It ain't void. There's alfalfa, amen, and lilacs and lilies. Hey, it's not void. Hey, there's light even at night. It's never totally dark. Oh, even a cloud cover, it's not totally dark, huh? Because there's a moon, a lesser light, and the stars in the sky and the firmament. Hey, man, listen to me. You know where all that came from? It came when the Spirit of God, capital S, third part of the Trinity, a person in Himself, amen, moved into your life, amen, and brought flowers, and brought grass, and brought birds of multicolor, and brought a sweet breeze, and brought an assurance. I feel the Holy Ghost on me right now. Amen, Sister Mackenzie, when we go through struggles of life, amen, and we ponder and worry and concerned, amen, God will put that Spirit in you,
and new creation in your life. When life takes a turn and brings a rough road, amen, the Holy Ghost will straighten it out and comfort your heart and give you something in your heart to praise God about. I tell you, church, we need a move of the Holy Ghost.
I've seen the Holy Ghost do unusual things. The Holy Ghost will bring, amen, it'll bring the righteous way of living. I got the Holy Ghost. I'm just going to tell you, and I'm done. Tell you just a few. Tonight I got the Holy Ghost. I needed a haircut. I hadn't been to church a handful of times. I still went to the movies. He said, "Well, you sinner." Well, hold on a minute. I played in the men's league. I went down to the church, and that night I got to praying, and I was saved. You say you were not. I was. You say I thought. You can argue all you want to. But God don't fill unsaved people with the Holy Ghost. And I was down over here praying. I had to pray about these. Some things came to me the next day. For one thing, like rock and roll music. I got in the car the day after I got saved, turned that radio on, and something said, if you're going to stay saved the rest of the day, you're going to cut that off. And I did. But there's a lot of stuff I didn't know. I had never read the Bible in my life. And had never heard a sermon in my life. Except what Mom preached when I come in too late. She could do it, too. She just put a little action in her preaching. I won't go into that because y'all got a lot of confidence in her humility, but I can tell you. But I hadn't heard a whole lot. But I'll tell you what, that when I began to thank God for being saved, and my heart broke, and those tears had puddled up on that pew, I did that night after night, Brother Kenny, when I'd come home from work or college or whatever I was doing, I'd put them tears on my bed, help me stay saved, Lord. And brother, that night when I was sitting there on my pew and the Holy Ghost came through there, brother, it jerked me to my feet. Amen. And what I'm preaching today, I'm not just preaching about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because when you get saved, you're saved by the Spirit of God. You're born of the Spirit. I've heard people say, you know, they could just keep on living any old way because they hadn't had the Holy Ghost yet. But no, that's not true. You need to get the Holy Ghost to make sure that you're living what you need to live. That Holy Ghost began to talk to me, moved in my life, became a creator in me. It made me totally something different than what I was. I want you to stand all over. We're going to have an altar call. Amen this morning. Now I'm sorry, you children, I know, I don't do this often, but brother, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. And I'm talking to you children too right here, and the teachers too, and all you laity right here. Amen. When we come into this house, we need to start entertaining the thoughts of a move of the Holy Ghost. A move of the Spirit that'll move and brood. That word, I didn't have time to look it up, but that when it said the Spirit moved, it said it brooded. Like a mother hen would brood over her little one. Over. How many would like, amen, the Holy Ghost to spread himself, Sister Loretta, over this right here? Huh? Amen. And to where we start yielding ourselves to that almighty presence of God. It may bring a shout. It may bring a prayer meeting. It may bring anointed preaching. It may just bring conviction on your life. But we need the move of the Holy Ghost. I want you to bow your heads with me. Oh, I tell you, I believe the Holy Ghost has spoke to somebody this morning.